You're listening to CKXS, and this is segment two on a cleaner habitat for the Wallaceburg community. We're joined once again by Joel Johnson from Watch. Watch has a strong voice with the government. How does the larger networking and sitting at the table with government impact our local community here, Joel?
A good example of the connection between government policy and the local community is air pollution. Last summer, we were able to smell smoke and saw the haze due to the forest fires in BC and Alberta. Our area was directly impacted by something that happened far away on the other side of the country. The 2024 MOECP Sarnia Health Study on air pollution shows that 60% of our particulate matter in air comes from Detroit and Ohio Valley. We have control over what water we drink, but we don't have control over the air we breathe. The only control we have with air within our community is better enforcement of air contaminants at a provincial and federal levels.
Now, I know that Watch is small, but there is no question after what you've just told us a little bit about Watch and your involvement that you have a large voice. How do you work on getting your voice heard on an even larger scale?
We are a small community. We don't have power as a small fish in a big pond, so we have to network with other organizations and participate at the provincial and federal levels to be at the table and to be heard.
Joel, congratulations as the new chair of Watch. Do you have any specific goals for Watch in the coming year? Do you have some goals?
On our bio website page, you'll find that we have 8 objectives, and many of them we were strong in, and some of them we're growing in. So some of the ones I would like to work a little harder on is objectives to advocate the prudent care of the environment for our children and grandchildren by promoting sustainable economic growth in an environmentally conscious manner. There are a lot of environmental issues, but we're not all experts on every environmental type of issue. One of our objectives is to promote training and leadership opportunities for members and the community in dealing with the goals of Watch. If we can get more volunteers other than the 7 of us on the advisory team, then we can expand on our objectives than we currently are.
That was Chair Joel Johnson from the Wallaceburg Advisory Team for Cleaner Habitat. In the months ahead, we'll be hearing more about the activities and what Watch is doing to make our community better. For more information, you can go to their website at biowatch.ca.